Thank you, boys. Thank you. That's it. Here it is, friends. Once again, it's time for Gail Elliott and the three knotheads, that is. Sitting here under the old pine tree, we've really been enjoying ourselves, friends. We hope that you'll come in and enjoy yourself for a little while. Yeah, you know, the trouble with people is they worry too much. Pull up a chair there and relax, and we're going to get started off here with some of these old Billy tunes. Maybe you'll like one of them. This first one here, I believe you'll like it. Jack's doing the fiddling on it. Jack, he's quite a fiddle player, as you already know. And he does a good job on this one here. It's that mule tune, that flop-haired mule, Jack. That was mighty good fiddling there, Jackson, old boy. Yes, sir, flop-eared mule. You know, friends, I was riding the other day up in the woods, up on the river, and I was riding along there, and I just was looking and thinking there about the watershed of this particular river. Now, you know what a watershed is, don't you? Yeah, that's the land and the small streams, the springs, and, well, all that sort of stuff that the water comes from to form this river, stream. It's where it gets its water. When it rains on the hill over yonder, well, that water runs off and eventually winds up down in the river. That forms a river. Take all these little places coming in together and all. Well, the more comes in, the bigger the river. That's what the watershed is. And I was on this particular stream riding along there, and I was thinking about it. And, you know, it's you take out in the woods like that, where you got this watershed, the leaves and the old dead chunks and limbs and grass and roots and all that sort of stuff, they have a tendency to hold this water. They won't let it rush off, you know. You take on the side of a hill, especially, and if you cut all the timber off the side of the hill, it's just a matter of a year or two till everything's washed off the side of the hill. It washes it off right down to the pure old clay. I mean, it makes it unfit for anything. Well, that's the point I'm trying to get to, is that this watershed. We need these leaves and these chunks and sticks and roots and grass and all that sort of stuff to kind of hold this water back. Everybody dreads a flood. You know, nobody wants a flood. Floods cause some awful damages and all that sort of stuff. If you've ever gone through one, you know what I'm talking about. I've gone through them. And a flood is awful. Nobody wants a flood. Well, one way in keeping back these floods is to take care of the watershed on this particular stream. And to take care of the watershed means to take care of the timber. You can go and let fire get in there and burn off all the watershed, and naturally the water's in a hurry to get to the river, and first thing you know, it's creates a flood there. Here's the next tune, and it features our fiddle player, our champion fiddle player, Jack. He does a mighty good job on this, and Jack, just have at it, son. I thought maybe you'd like it, neighbor. It's the Orange Blossom Special.
July 3rd, 1908, a train left Birmingham, Alabama, headed for Knoxville, Tennessee. She started off something like this.
Blow the whistle, sir. Ring the bell.
Hey, Jenny, where you going?
I'm going to Little Rock, son.
Little Rock?
Yeah. How far is it?
I don't know. Be glad we get there, though.
Here, boy.
Road for railroad crossing, something like this.
Blow the whistle,
Starts out on them great long tunnels and gets down something like this. Better hold your hand on your bill, fool. It's dark under here.
Take me out of here, Jack.
Let's get out of here.
Comes out on the other side and goes something like this. Pull into the next town. What is that, Fort Worth?
Could be.
Pulling into the station now.
All out.
Yes, sir, there it is, friend. Oh. The old Orange Blossom Special. That's mighty fine fiddling there, Jack. We hope that all our friends enjoyed that. We've got to be sure, friends, about this watershed deal I was telling you about there. We just got to be careful. One of the worst things that we got, the thing we got to watch, is fire. It all adds up to one point. Fire. We got to keep fire out of this stream's watershed, and we won't have these flash floods and these sudden rush of water and all that sort of stuff. Well, the grazing would be better for the grass because it's not burnt up. The timber, looking at it from a timber standpoint, we got the little trees coming on, even the little seedlings and all that sort of stuff. Acorns at the wildlife feed zone, hogs, stock, and all that sort of stuff. They eat the acorns and things. We need these things, don't you see? I mean, it takes it all. You can't just take one thing out of it. It takes it all to make a whole. I just can't make myself clear, but one thing, I can tell you this and make it clear. We have got to keep fire out of the woods. And as I said, these floods, and all, nobody wants a flood. Well, that's one of the reasons we have floods. You take in the wintertime. Anybody knows that snow out in the woods, it takes it several days longer to melt and to get away from out in the woods than it does out in an open field. Well, you know that. Well, naturally, that gives the ground more chance to take up this water and take care of it. If it all melted at once and rushed into the river, well, we'd have a big flood. See, it all adds up. It makes sense, don't it? Yes, it does. So I want you to keep that in mind. Well, here we go with another tune here. Herman's going to play this one on his steel guitar. His double barrel guitar, that is, and he's doing a tune here called Dragging the Steel, Herman. Thank you, son. That's what I call a mess of steel. I'm telling you, did you ever hear such weird things come out of a steel guitar? Any of you friends out there listening got a steel guitar? See if you can get something weird out of yours like that. Herman, that's mighty good, son. Well, we've still got a few minutes left here. I just had a look at my old watch. We've got a few minutes left. And I would like to remind you again, friends, that you can't be too careful with your cigarettes, matches, burning your brush piles, all that sort of stuff. If you go out camping, well, and you have an occasion to build a fire to make you a bucket of coffee, or for any reason, Don't forget, you can't be too careful. And when you get ready to leave, make sure the fire is out. It only takes a minute or two. And if you had a good time and enjoyed yourself there, you might want to come back. Well, who in the world wants to go to a place that's all burned over and charcoal and ashes and old smutty sticks and things around? You ever see anybody go out in a burned-over field and have a picnic? Isn't that awful? A pool cat won't even go out in a burned-over field, much less a man, human being. So we can't be too careful, friend. You have to watch your cigarettes and matches and things. When you're driving down the highway, you got an ashtray right there at your fingertip. And every car today's got an ashtray in it. Put your cigarette in the ashtray. Don't flump it out the window there. Might start a serious fire. You 50, 75 miles on down the road. Well, we've run out of time, neighbors. We're going to have to go here. Before we go, though, here's just a little thought for the day that I'd like to leave with you. I want you to think it over. Forest and water go together like pictures in a book, providing, that is, you keep fire out. And don't let the land get cooked. Oh!
All right.
Well, friends, there it is. Brings to a close our little visit here with you under the old pine tree. We sincerely hope that you've enjoyed it, because we have. And we want you to come our way again. We'll come your way and you come our way. Come in and sit under the old pine tree with us a while. The local announcer will let you know when we'll be back. The date and time and stuff and things. So just stay tuned. Remember, friends, this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires.